Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I'm very excited because it's time for this.
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, yes, yes. It is time for Jen's Friends, my favorite, favorite part of the week. And in front of me are sibling sensations. James, Patrice, and Vanessa Butler. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Jen. How are you keeping?
Are you recovered from your trip to Vegas?
I am. Just about. It was very tiring.
You've some life.
Someone had to do it. Jen.
Doesn't even as he some played life.
I mean, I got plenty of little snaps, and I was
I got you a few bits.
He did, and do you know what? One of the most important things he got me was my name on a keyring.
Yeah, because you never get Vanessa never here get Vanessa on a keyring.
No.
So I said, there you go.
I was delighted.
Special. I thought he went into Sephora for you.
Yeah. No, and you know keyring. What? It wasn't even a Toblerone brought back, by the way.
No, it was too messy. You don't want to be... American chocolate's funny. You know what I mean?
Not great.
Not great at all.
Well, I see
that
would be bringing back them Reese's.
The Reese's would be nice.
Toblerone himself. But anyway,
remember years ago, people come back from holidays and they're like, oh, I got Hershey's. They're
rotten. Yeah, that's it. Hershey's. Yeah, funny,
real cool with them.
Nobody gets chocolate like Cadbury's.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, yeah.
It's very anyway, true.
But I was delighted with the keyring.
Yeah. And I got you a Lisa Vanderpump pen.
Oh, sorry, Lisa Vanderpump pen. Yeah, delighted with that. Yeah.
And I got Anya a Las Vegas baby grow.
Yeah.
But she'll never wear.
I might pop it on her tomorrow.
Why not?
She's Anya. She's going to be one.
Yeah, she's one on Monday. We're having a little party tomorrow.
Deadly.
Yeah.
How quickly did that go?
Oh, I can't
incredibly
believe the
fast.
Time. Yeah, it's like just like blink of an eye gone as quick.
She's gorgeous.
Thank you. And she's very funny, you know.
Of course.
When I leave the house, I'm like, see you now, Anya. And I just get head turned. Good luck. Not even a day.
She's too busy watching Miss Rachel.
Oh, loves Miss Rachel. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about Miss Rachel?
No.
YouTube queen.
Yeah.
It's this woman in front of a green screen who does 5-hour slots.
Yeah.
Of
she
just
works
never
hard.
Stops.
She works hard.
She's brilliant. Yeah.
And the minute you mention Wheels on the Bus, if you say Wheels on the Bus, there's
all
an eruption.
Miss Rachel.
There you go.
Miss Rachel, guys.
Do I need to interview her? Do I need to talk to her?
Absolutely.
You should. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is she American? Is she English?
She's American.
She's American, yeah.
Yeah.
Get me Miss Rachel for next week.
Yeah, please. Stop.
5 minutes time.
Wheels on the Bus, everyone. It is the best ever.
Yeah,
put her on.
Okay.
Quite the sensation.
So, yes, yeah, so she's won. Yeah. I can't believe it. It's like,
crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
Another thing that's crazy, I need to talk about what's happening this week, right? Did you guys, and you've been away, but I don't know if you heard about this. On Wednesday, we went down a rabbit hole after reading on Reddit about a heated debate over which crisps are the best in Ireland. Mm. I cannot believe I'm saying this. Rancheros came out on top.
You see, my husband Sean is Ranchero man.
They're not even crisps.
No,
Vanessa.
They're little puffs, corn snacks.
But when they're €2,
what flavour are they on special?
They're bacon.
Oh, okay.
They're a light bacon. But when they're €2 on special, that's the end of it. There's bags and bags galore thrown in the trolley.
Mm.
And the shopping is done on a Thursday and they're gone on a Sunday. And I wouldn't have one.
No.
Well, I might have one, but I wouldn't have a lot.
I wouldn't be gone. A classic, obviously, Tato King. But I find, and you can only get them, I've only ever seen them in the Bord Gáis there, in the theatre, Manhattan crisps.
Very hard to get.
Stop it.
And the wrapper is black and gold.
Mm-hmm.
Very luxurious, very high end.
Tell me the flavour then.
Cheese and onion.
Oh, they're stunning.
And they're great.
Beautiful.
And they're real, and they're real cheesy. Like borderline, it could be a foot.
Right.
But they're stunning.
You
feel high end holding them.
The Rancheros is kind of like a poor man bacon fries.
Yeah, but
because bacon fries full of oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll have them in the pub, won't you?
Yeah. I was disgusted when I heard the Rancheros. Irish people have finally lost
also,
the plot.
Also, surely the crisp, your ultimate crisp is what you'd have with your toasted sandwich. You wouldn't have a Ranchero.
No.
With the ham and cheese. Give over.
You wouldn't.
It's a different
thing.
Someone's lying there. I'd
someone's
say
having a laugh.
Rancheros fixed it.
Yeah,
they've fixed us to win.
I mean, next people will be saying
we cannot confirm or deny that Rancheros, and we will give them a right to reply.
Okay.
To that
statement
that James has just made on the national airwaves.
Maybe they need to send you a massive box of Rancheros
for
you to decide yourself,
€6 when they're on special.
We'll be the judge.
We'll investigate.
We'll be the judge. On Tuesday, we found out that some McDonald's customers were left fearing for their lives after a terrifying Halloween Halloween stunt. An actor dressed up as Mike Myers to scare people while they waited in the drive-thru. Some customers didn't see the funny side and had absolute meltdowns. What do you make of practical jokes?
I think it's a disgrace.
No, funny.
Mike, no. Halloween is for glitzy pumpkins, foliage, and like foliage can be fun. You know, you don't need all this masks and fake night. I hate it.
My house looked like Deals puked all over it.
No, you see, that makes me sick, Jen.
A lot of like
all the fake
blood
and all. No.
There's a lot of places online doing best celebrity dress up, right? You were in one of them, and I was like, he does not deserve to be in there.
I didn't deserve it. No, I that was thrown on. No,
I know.
Because
in
various other years, I've gone big.
You were a devil, apparently. You're in a red shirt, and you had a pair of horns.
I had a tail as well.
The tail didn't make the photo.
And actually, I had to glue the horns in because the clip broke.
Okay.
And I got my hair cut yesterday, and Alan, who cuts my hair, was like, why is your hair matted with glue? But he got it out in the end. He combed the jaces out of it.
You deserve it.
But no, I don't like the scary.
No, I'm funny.
Even growing up, I was never into it. Give me an ice glass.
No.
It would be like a Disney Halloween. Hocus Pocus. That's as scary as
it gets. Now we have Hocus Pocus too, so I mean, we're thrilled.
It's fantastic.
No, I can't be doing any of these scary things.
Years ago, we went to one of the many farm scary things, and it was so bad. I'm bad now, but it got to the stage where many of the actors broke character to tell Vanessa that she needed to calm the F down.
Yeah.
Because they were acting.
I'd say the lads had radioed ahead.
They wouldn't let us back in.
Were you screaming?
Screaming?
Jen, it was horrific.
There was borderline physical.
Tell me about it. Tell me what was so scary about it.
Look, I mean, listen.
It was in a cornfield, right?
Not light there. You're smelling diesel.
Chainsaws.
Chainsaws are going 90. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't sign up for this. I thought it was a farm.
And also, my theory, if you really did want to, God forgive me, do some damage, just go to one of them and be dressed up. Do you know what I mean?
Why are you giving people ideas?
I know, actually.
Yeah, I don't know
that.
Why, James.
No, don't do that.
But anyway, I'm roaring. Get away from me. Don't come near me, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. And like,
That's the edited version, Jen. Yeah, that was the mild version.
God, if anyone was actually listening to me at the time. So I was pulling, our friend Mark Rogers was with us, and he was wearing a leather jacket, and there was nearly a hole left in it from grabbing onto him and his husband. At the end, you know, like people are in the ground in a makeshift grave. Good. Am I more good for you? Come on up now and frighten me. Like, and your mom was like, no, it's okay. You can keep walking.
They were actually talking to me.
They were like, it's okay. And then there was like, this, you know, this butcher and oh God, you know, pork heads and all this rotten stuff. And I'm going, I'm not walking through there. And I was like hitting them and you know, always, like, it was horrific. I'd say at the end.
For the record, she did not physically harm anyone.
No, I didn't. But at the very end,
metaphorical hit. Yeah.
You all went off and did your bits. And for some sort of light, I couldn't find light anywhere, I found a chipper van. So for the rest of it, I stood outside the chipper van just talking to the chap who was working there. I wouldn't go into the other ones.
No, you're right. But even, and they'd be like, oh, refreshment, it's blood.
No.
Can we just have a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
No, you're not into it.
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it again.
Even like if I watch anything gory, I can't eat me dinner.
Yeah.
Do you know, because I'm thinking I'm eating.
So you're not into the gory stuff.
No, but glamorous glitzy pumpkins.
Yes.
Glamorous glitzy.
Yeah.
You need to bring out a range of glamorous glitzy
pumpkins.
I think I will.
Glamorous glitzy pumpkins.
Yeah, I think that's great.
I need to talk about the Irish language for a sec because I'm being forced. No, I'm doing it very willingly, actually. I need to do a whole segment in Irish because it's all part of this campaign to get people talking Irish again. I just want to know what your relationship is with the Irish language. Vanessa, being a teacher, how's...
Unreal. What's unreal, Ascailga?
Untuck.
There you go. I mean, being a teacher, I try to use Cúpla Focal as we go along. Everything I would say is either... you know, a phrase with galore at the end. But I suppose growing up, like, I mean, we all did the leaving and we all learned the pros and the Donna and everything just to get the points. But that's all changed now.
Oh, good.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the teaching of it has completely changed. So students are learning.
That's good.
Yeah, they're learning.
Much as we love Peg.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
she's fabulous and great with her song. But we need
it's all changed. It's great,
nice,
like,
you know.
So if I could go back and do my degree again, I'd do music and Irish.
Wow,
I would. I'd love to be able to.
Did you have good enough Irish to do that?
No, I did not. You mad?
Just do it.
No,
that's the attitude nowadays.
That's the attitude. You're good. Is he good?
James brilliant. James brilliant at the language.
Language is one of my things. I did French in college, and I would have done. I did consider doing Irish, but I was like, oh no, I'll use the French more.
Ginger
now I use
Irish
neither.
Unreal.
No,
compared to mine.
The teacher sent me in school that I had a level. A good level of
good
Irish.
Good level. That's a great compliment.
Dainam Iraq's couple of fucking
lyrics. Ah, see?
Stop it.
And all I'm saying is an act of the Caelan. They're
very good,
James.
That sounds good.
Keep going. Go again.
What else could I say? A new Tom Eads, Laird's Le, Jen Zamparelli of Fada. That's my Irish fight name there.
Amazing.
Aaron Radio.
Do you use it when you do the Today Show? Like, do you throw it in like every...
Well, Diane Moore, like, we're always doing it. And like, I'll throw it in. I did Shock and the Gaelic years ago as an ambassador, and right. I kind of threw in a few words. But do you know what it is? It's the confidence.
Yeah.
You see, when you're around Gael Gores, you're a bit like, oh. But they want you to try. So yeah. Try and make a Hames of it.
Is Dahi a Gael Gore?
Oh, full pack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's true. He'd just be on TG Carr and all.
So obviously, where the money is.
He must be Irish.
Well,
you know.
I'm very enthusiastic about learning Irish if we're going to make more
what's
money.
What's Jennifer in Irish?
Sinead.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah.
Sinead Zamparelli with a father.
Yeah. Yeah. You could just put a father, I think, on the I.
Yeah.
Elongate. I love that. I want to elongate.
Sinead Zamparelli.
Yeah. That's it. It's happening.
I love that. That's really nice.
We need to talk about paying for love, because yesterday we found out that the cost of living crisis hasn't had an effect on some people's love lives, as more people than ever are paying for Tinder.
What's that about?
Well, can I just say, I have the whatever, not the full height of Tinder, but whatever, one of the levels. If you even attempt to unsubscribe, God help you.
Really?
It's so
really
hard.
Difficult.
Yeah, so it's just like, I'll leave it now. I think it's like 7 a month maybe. But I have so many of those subscriptions, though, that she used to get the email
Netflix.
Each month.
Oh, no,
so,
Hey You.
No, Hey You now. That's my life. Yeah. But like some of the stuff, you just get the emails. You just know what you're trying to subscribe. But I think the only what I pay for to be able to see who has swiped for me before they maybe show up
you
for me.
You pay for that.
Apparently so. And it's even more. It's just added misery. Because you're like, oh, right, the few that have swiped is that. Oh, great. Okay. So, yeah. It's not great, but you just have to. But I think that there's some subscriptions where you can, like, I don't know what you can do. Magic.
Yeah.
On Tinder, yeah. You can get the full belt.
With the cost of living, I know everyone's banging on about it, but what are you willing to give up? Like, people aren't willing to give up on their Tinder. I am probably willing to give up on the midweek meal out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
the odd takeaway.
Yeah.
I may have cut back on the oat milk flat white.
Yeah.
Yes. I may have done so.
Yeah.
But see, yeah. I
but then you want that bit of joy,
I
don't
know,
you?
For the
and
walk,
you want
yeah.
to be fuming that you've paid $4.50 for it.
Yeah.
You want to begrudge them as you hand it over.
That's true.
But you
true.
Still want
yeah,
it.
True,
you know what
true,
I mean?
True.
That's true.
I don't think I could give up the nails. They're only a few weeks, so I guess.
You're great with these. You'd be hanging off the end of your
hanging
finger.
Off the end of it. I can't even play ukulele with them. Like, I'd be better off playing ukulele, like, with my hair. I can't. The nails are so long, I'm not able to play
fair
it.
Play.
But I get it nearly. Don't listen to Nail Fix Malahide, please, if you're listening. I'm sorry. I get 5-6 weeks out of them.
That's
which
great.
Is good.
You want to drag it out,
I need,
don't
yeah,
you?
But before now,
yeah. Women don't want.
Enough.
Don't be giving up, like, getting hair done.
Oh, no, that's maintenance. That's life. That's yeah.
I got my hair cut the other day, and it was the first time I got a cut since March.
Well... Good. You're a disgrace.
Yeah. I am just oh no, Jen, it was I am a disgrace. Like, yeah. Oh, it was awful. But I felt so good, and then I got into the car, it was lashing rain. Went
of course
nowhere.
It was, yeah.
Destroyed when I got home.
Yeah, but you had to be brought down a peg or two.
Oh, of course, yeah.
You know, between nails and
which,
hair.
Yeah, no, and the eyebrows then, if I didn't get them done, sure I'd look about 11.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do have brows, but they're just so fair.
Yeah.
And there's only so much penciling you can do. There's only so much you can pencil over hair.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm just like, yeah. But apart from that though, I think
the oat milk.
Oat milk eyebrows. Yeah, there's a lot. Glitzy pumpkins.
There's a lot
so
going on. There is a lot. For,
I think Hey You, I could never get rid of it. You know, they have the Housewives on it. Oh, that subscription. Oh my
that
God.
That one, really. What are you on?
I'm
season
on.
Now? Which one are you watching?
So I'm currently on New Jersey season 2 with Teresa Giudice, I think is her name. And she flips tables all the time.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And she can't let it go.
Like physically?
Physically flips it. Something's not going right for Teresa. The table's up. And it's intriguing because she's currently paying for all her house renovations in cash.
Lovely.
Like $120,000 in cash. And then it turns out in later seasons she is imprisoned for a year for embezzlement.
Oh, wow.
So it's all clicking in.
I love
highly
it.
Highly entertaining.
I love
it.
Speaking
brilliant.
About being highly entertained, you're doing Panto.
I am.
Tell
I
me.
Am.
Which
yeah.
one?
It's in 3 Olympia this year. Ollie Polly and the Beanstalk. So I'm Jack. Jack with a difference.
Lovely.
Jack has gone missing. Jill is up the hill, can't find him, don't know where he is. But then I come back to slay the day. And
wow.
help Ollie
so you're
slay
gonna,
the giant.
You're going to be flat out now, right?
Yeah, but it's great though, isn't it?
Do you love it? Do you love doing the panto?
I especially over Christmas, because I find like I love Christmas, but as soon as the day comes, I'm sitting twiddling my thumbs.
Yeah.
You know, and also great to keep the arse knocked off me.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of eat
pretty much
everything because
you're
sweating on stage. Every year I'm like, heavier costume, please. More layers. Yes, more ruffles.
More
sweat. Polyester.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we're looking forward to that. So, we open the 21st of December. And
brilliant.
The tickets are on sale now.
Yes, go get them. You need to get your panto tickets because people aren't giving up on their panto.
No. That is a tradition you can't give up on.
No, you can't.
And
it's
a lovely treat, isn't it?
It's a lovely treat. We need to support the arts and it's always great crack. James Patrice and Vanessa Buller, thank you so much for coming in for Jen's Friends.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.